I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practicers. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida on Yeredei and Simekuf Tadivav records the minug coming from the Rajba that when a woman does a hefsek tara, when she makes sure that her bleeding stopped, that she's able to begin counting her Zayin Nekiyim, she should wear a moch dachuk. She should have a moch, she should have a bedika cloth, ba'osa makom, for the duration of Bein Hashmashos, in order to make sure, in order to be certain that her bleeding stopped. Now, there's a discussion among contemporary poskim, and it's interesting why it's only among contemporary poskim, which they ask whether such a woman who has this moch dachuk, whether she's allowed to walk outside on Shabbos in an area that doesn't have an eruv. Is it considered hotzah? Is there going to be a problem to walk outside with this moch? So initially, someone could think that why is it any different than a tampon? No one ever said that it's prohibited for a woman to walk outside on Shabbos in a place without an eruv if she's wearing a tampon. So, in a sense, they're very similar, in which a woman is wearing something, but osa makom, in order to catch any blood that would come out. But the truth is that they're fundamentally different. The Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Yud Aleph, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, discusses a kis shel zav. A zav is a person who has an illness, a male who has some illness in which he has some involuntary emission, and a zav would place a kiss, some pad of for hygiene, in order to catch any of this emission. And the Gemara clearly says that it's usser. It's usser for a zav to walk outside on Shabbos in a place without an eruv. It would be considered hotzah, it would be considered carrying, if a zav would go outside with this kiss. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas, on the side of the page in today's daf, refers you to the Tosus in daf Samach Dalet. Which Tosus asks a steer, Tosus asks a contradiction. The Mishnah in Daf Samach Dalet says explicitly that it's permitted for a woman to walk outside on Shabbos with a moch shel nidus, basically a tampon. The Mishnah explicitly says that it's permitted for a woman to wear a tampon on Shabbos, and there's no problem with chutzah. So Tosus asks, why is it any different? Why is it that a kish shel zavin, this hygienic pad that a zav would wear, is a problem, but a moch shel nidus, a tampon, is not a problem? What's the difference between them? And Tosus explains that the reason why a zav would wear this kiss was in order to make sure that his clothing wouldn't get dirty. And when you're wearing something in order to make sure that your clothing doesn't get dirty, that's not considered an article of clothing. And therefore it's considered a load, it's a masui, and it's going to be considered hotza on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos in a place without an eruv. However, a moch shel nidus, this tampon that a woman wears, it can be considered an article of clothing because it's not there solely in order to make sure that her clothing doesn't get dirty, but rather it's in order to avoid discomfort. That without the moch, without this tampon, it could be physically uncomfortable. And therefore, Moshe writes in the Tshuva that if you would have to analyze a woman who has a moch dachuk when she's doing her hefsek tara, if you have to compare it either to a tampon or to a kis shel zavin, it's fundamentally different from a tampon. Because as we said, the only reason why we consider a tampon as to be a lavush, to be an article of clothing, is because it's there in order to avoid physical discomfort. But the moch dachuk is not there in order to avoid physical discomfort, but rather it's there in order to see whether there's blood in order to determine her halachic status. And therefore, Rav Moshe felt, and many other poskim, although it is a matter of debate, Rav Moshe felt that it would seem that a moch dachuk is more similar to a kis shel zavin. Therefore, Moshe recommends that it's best to be stringent, and the woman who wears a moch dachuk before the onset of counting her Zayin Nekiyim, that she should be stringent and not walk outside on Shabbos in a place without an Eruv while wearing the moch dachuk.